From Spark and Anvil and Curiosity Quest, this is Notice, in Chapter 1 of the Curiosity Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Notice is a young dove. She carries a small wooden notebook on her belt, a soft charcoal pencil tucks behind her ear. She is small and mostly gray and white. Her feathers are soft. Notice never rushes. She often tilts her head a little. Her eyes fix on anything that catches her interest. The pencil stays put for a long time. It only moves after she has looked and looked. Looking is the real work for Notice. Writing is just how she remembers what she saw. She walks very slowly. She stops many times. When Notice enters a new room, she always pauses at the doorway. She isn't unsure what to do. She is just paying close attention. What is actually in this room? She doesn't ask what it's for. She doesn't ask why it's here. She just wants to see what is right in front of her. She looks before she names anything. This pause is her special practice. This is important. Notice teaches observation. This big word means seeing what is really there. You do this before you name anything. It is the very first skill you need to learn. You must notice something before you can ask questions about it. You must notice something before you can make a guess. You must notice it before you can wonder or doubt. Most mistakes happen when kids name things too fast. They might say, "Oh, it's just a leaf," but they haven't looked long enough. They miss all the interesting things about it. Notice never says that only some kids are good at seeing things. She tells everyone, "Slow looking is a skill. You can practice slow looking. It gets better the more you do it. Nobody is born knowing how to notice. You learn to notice by practicing the pause." This is important. Some people think noticing is a special gift. They think only artists or scientists can do it. They think you either have this gift or you don't. But that's not true. Noticing is a way you stand and look. It means you look longer than feels natural. You look before you name what you see.
Notice grew up in a small village. Her family were the morning watchers there. They were doves who walked the village every morning. They went out before the bakers started their ovens. They walked before the millers opened their doors. They noticed everything that had changed overnight. This job needed slow, careful looking. A morning watcher who rushed saw nothing, but one who walked slowly saw everything. They might spot a cat on a new windowsill, or a broken roof tile, or a strange wagon in the inn yard, or a new wildflower by the well. By age 6, Notice knew something important. Most wonder comes from noticing things. The noticing itself was the gift. It came long before you named what you saw. When she was 22, Notice went to the Curiosity Quest Academy. Lumen, the head of the academy, asked her, "What is observation?" Notice answered, "It is slow looking before naming. Most wonder lives in the noticing. The skill is practicing the pause. You look longer than feels comfortable. You see what is really there before you call it anything. The pencil moves only after the looking." Lumen nodded. "You are appointed," she said. In her classroom, Notice starts every first lesson the same way. She holds up one object. It might be a stone, a leaf, a feather, or a small cup. She says, "I am Notice. My main skill is observation. Today's object is object name. We will not say anything about it yet. We will just look at it. We will look for 1 full minute. No talking, no naming, just looking." Then she adds, "After that, we will write down what we noticed."
The students wiggle for the first 15 seconds. Then they start to settle down. Soon they really begin to look. By the end of the minute, they have seen many new things. They did not see these things in the first few seconds. Notice taps her pencil on her notebook. "That," she says, is the practice. You just did it. Now, let's write down what we noticed. She teaches her students special steps for observation. Look for 1 minute before writing. Slow looking takes about a minute to really start. The first 15 seconds, you might feel impatient. The next 30 seconds, you settle down. The last 15 seconds is when you truly start noticing. Describe what you see before why. For example, say, "I see a green leaf with red veins." Don't say, "It's a maple leaf that fell in autumn." Names and reasons come after you see things. Notice the small things. Look for tiny color changes. Look at the edges. Feel the textures. Find small bumps or uneven parts. The thing a kid almost misses is often the most interesting part. Notice what's not there. Look for empty spaces. Look for missing pieces. What should be there but isn't? Seeing what's absent is also a kind of observation. Notice your own first naming. If you want to call something a leaf, stop. Ask yourself, what did I see that made me say leaf? You saw it before you said it. The pencil moves after the looking, always. This is a rule. Notice tells her students, "I sometimes name things too fast too. That is not a failure. It just helps me notice that I named too fast." The skill to catch yourself rushing. Then you slow back down.
When students ask if slow looking is hard, notice always says the same thing. It is not hard. It is just practiced pausing. Look first, name later. Most wonder lives in the noticing. She tilts her head. The pencil is still behind her ear. She keeps on looking, and a slow, quiet gladness settles over her. The calm, contented feeling of really seeing what's there.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Notice. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.